This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
I lost Thursday. I had it somewhere. Don't say it's where I left it.
I like that one best.
All right. Hello to all the Davids who are listening out there. How do you do? Let's see. You know, it's an interesting name for a lady. Jay is Alyssa.
Alyssa?
We have a lady that we do business with, Alicia. And then there's an Alyssa that I think that's a very nice
name.
There's no name better than Megan, though. As my daughter will be happy to tell you that her father thinks that that's the best. She is a Megan, too. People with their names, they look like their names. Like You look like, yeah, you don't look like a Jay, but you do look like what your given name is.
Like Jessica.
I think, yeah, I don't know whether I think I look like a Dudley. I think most people think I look more like a
You're a Doug. Through and through, yeah.
Yeah, but through it, and through.
And I feel like we all know these people who there is a baby on the way, and they pick a name out for the baby, and then they see the baby, and they're like, oh, nope, this name does not fit you. Back to the drawing board.
Nope. All right, so we say hello to all the Madelines in the world as well. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Today is Pi Day. And I don't mean the kind of pie that we would feature on the Food, Farm, and Family Report. This is the 3.1415926535897933246643883279502884197.
Yada, 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 and it keeps going. I like the fun fact that it takes 33 digits before you even get to the number zero.
Yeah. There you go. So if you want to learn about pi, you've come to the right place. Go back a couple of thousand years. That's what we are experts in pi here, ladies and gentlemen. You go back to the calculation of Archimedes of Syracuse, back around 250 B.C., one of the greatest mathematicians of the ancient world. Don't you wonder how their minds work, how they figure this?
Yes.
I mean, serious. I'm down to serious now. How a mind works that figures this stuff out?
Uh-huh.
It's just, I mean, come on.
Especially with the tools that they had available. It really is astounding.
Which was their mind and an abacus and maybe a Roman numeral clock. That's about it. So anyway, this fellow physicist Larry Shaw linked March 14th with the first digits of pi, which is 3.14, in order to organize this day to bond the Explanatorium staff where he worked together. It wasn't. It's just this was back in the 1980s in San Francisco. A lot of this stuff was on the top burner, if you will. People experimenting with numbers, trying to figure out whatever they could based on mathematical theories and algorithms is way beyond whatever. I guess I remember in algebra learning about pi, but that's about as far as it went for me. Anyway, I never understood what it was used for. Why did we need to know what pi was? What good is it? So is this, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's Super Pi Day. What do we do with it? It's good conversation, right? Much as anything else, it's good conversation. Okay, Mr. Putin is on my mind today because he has, in the last 24 hours, I mean, a lot of people on my mind, as usual, every day. Jay and I dig up lots of stories, lots of things. Okay. Putin's beginning to look old and fat, but that's not really what, isn't that much hair left. But what really is the, and he buys all of his suits in England, right? Doesn't have them tailored in Russia. I don't know. How does a mind, anyway, I'm talking about minds and Probably should talk about more practicality.
That is a shocking fact. So, I would think that he had a tailor that's like living in a room.
Yeah, a Russian tailor. Yeah. Like, so here's Putin revealing to, Carlson, that in a conversation with Donald Trump, he claims that the president talked a lot about Joe Biden when Joe Biden got the best of him in 2020. So this some pieces of this interview, apparently, that he did with Carlson got onto state Russian-controlled media, translated.
Uh-huh.
And so Putin is talking about a smirk that he recalled in a what is translated into a curious conversation when asked if expressing a preference for Biden to win versus Trump. And, you know, the Kremlin has said they won't. This is laughable. Oh, we don't interfere in American elections. Right. Yeah. Good for you. Anyway, Putin said that Trump in the last year of his first presidency admonished him, Putin, for the fact that he liked Biden. When everybody thought that Biden liked Trump because Trump said nice things about Biden, about Putin. And so around and round it went. But I thought that these are like children. Uh-huh. These are leaders of the world, and they act like they're like 10 years old, these guys.
Is there a concept that even translates over into politics of, you know, the whole keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer?
Yeah, I suppose. I just get a kick out of these guys that have the nuclear trigger at their fingertips, and they talk like they were, you know, some social media celebrity news gossip site. Speaking of that, what's the latest on Travis Kelce? I think I've lost a grip on him, Jay. I feel like I'm losing out because I haven't seen or heard or read anything about Travis Kelce. And are they on the outs? What's going on with Taylor Swift and him?
He was with her. Yeah, he went to some of her era shows. I can't even remember where they just were. And then
sit in the front row.
Some date nights. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do they go on a date? Where do those two? Where do you go on a date with Taylor Swift? Where do you go? The movies? What do you do?
Strikes. Yeah. They're still normal people. I mean, they're still people. They still like to go out and do things. And Taylor Swift has even been very vocal about how she hid away for a long period of her time, for years, that she would hide away, or she would just have people over, go over to people's houses. She felt like she could never go do things, or she'd have to fully rent out a restaurant or sneak in the back way or whatever. And then it was just kind of like, I'm going to live my life. Like, this is my life to live. Why don't I get to go out and have dinner with my girlfriends? Like, yes, it's going to be a media circus, but it is what it is.
I think
good
it's
for her.
Yeah. I think it's kind of sad, actually, that people want to chase people like that around. Uh-huh. Speaking of things that are sad, this is not a time for you, as we look at the calendar and realize today is the 14th, and a week from today, it is the start of spring. Official, what do we call it, the something, the vernal equinox? Yeah.
Yes.
It's springtime.
Coming up.
And like 3 o'clock in the afternoon is the first glimpse of where it actually turns, and the next day, the Friday, is the first full day of a time of year when we spring, pardon the pun, into a national nutritional focus. April, I think, or is it March or April? It's National Nutrition Month. We should know this for the food.
It's this month.
Farm and Family Report. It is this month. Okay.
Yes. We did speak about it this week. It's Nutrition and Hydration Week.
Did I forget about it? Now I remember.
Yeah, we got it. It's the week and it's the whole month. Love it.
It's really amazing how many things we talk about every day and how many things we actually retain. It's like, hello, do you remember you talked about this yesterday? Now that you mention it, yeah, I kind of do. So the whole business about National Nutrition Month, this leads me into a discussion of Florida orange juice, which now the oranges are being harvested down in Florida. 100% Florida OJ makes a great addition to lots of recipes, makes them nutritious and delicious. Try adding orange juice to your next diet. The National Nutrition Month wants you to think about orange juice, maybe in a different way. I have orange juice every day in the morning. It's a tradition. All my life, I've had orange juice. And I only will drink freshly squeezed. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Freshly squeezed orange juice from Florida. Here's Sean Summerall to explain to you why I am right.
Spring marks the return of sunny gatherings. And to make sure you don't miss out on any fun plans, get your immune system in tip-top shape. Luckily, there's an easy way to get nutrients your body needs with Florida Orange Juice, the original wellness drink. Registered dietitian Lauren Cornell has more.
Florida Orange Juice has a nutrient-dense package of vitamins and minerals to support overall health. An 8-ounce glass delivers a powerful combination of vitamin C, potassium, folate, and more nutrients.
This National Nutrition Month, incorporating Florida Orange Juice into your daily routine and recipes is an easy way to increase your vitamin and mineral intake.
And because of its natural sweetness and great taste, Florida OJ is a delicious addition to your kitchen creations, and it works well in cocktails or even mocktails.
Discover simple recipe ideas like the Florida OJ and Cranberry Spritzer at floridajuice.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
All right, for those of you who say we never go back, I say this myself from time to time, we don't go back to stories, we talk about them when they first sort of hit the windmill, and then they disappear from sight or sound, and you never know what really happens. So, to sort of address that situation in regard to the Kansas City shooting after the Super Bowl, apparently this week prosecutors have charged those three men who were arrested with firearms trafficking. That's part of, I guess they're going to have other charges brought against them, but they were selling guns, supplying guns, and that was partially apparently what the fight was about or what the upset was about, so... Good thing these guys are off the street. Let's hope they stay off the street. I think anybody who does that sort of thing should be put away. That's one of the things punishable by life in the can. Throw away the key. Like for drug dealers and rapists and stuff, same thing. All right, well, those are my thoughts. How about yours? It's 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, should you want to stick around, we're going to talk, among other things, about the 10 states that Americans are leaving in droves, and the 5 states they're moving to. If you're in one of the 10 where people are leaving, or one of the 5 where they're going, you probably know the story. But for the rest of the country, they don't know the story. So we'll bring you up to date. Meanwhile, celebrity news time, gossip, trending names, including Christie Brinkley, who has, we had a couple of people here that have cancer stories, Jay, that are well known. Christie Brinkley, one of them. Olivia Munn, another one of them. We start with Christie Brinkley, who has revealed this week that she had skin cancer removed from her face.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly what you want for somebody in her business. She's now 70, though. But she was talking candidly about some photos where she was wearing a couple of large bandages on her forehead. And apparently this is basal cell carcinoma, which isn't good. But the good news is that apparently they caught it. They stitched her up, and so she's fine.
Yep, this they caught it early, Cleveland removed it, got it clinic out of there.
Do they have a big cancer facility at Cleveland Clinic? That's where she went.
They do, yeah. Cleveland Clinic, right. It's. I mean, it's world-renowned.
Do you do all of your stuff there?
I do.
You do all of your medical?
Clinic.
Yeah.
When I was living in Nashville for a decade, I kept my primary care physician at Cleveland Clinic for the first few years, but then they left, and I didn't get a new doctor, so I had to... it went through nearly my entire time there trying to find a doctor I liked and that I felt,
doctor.
An organization I felt as comfortable with as I did the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm so happy to be back with them. And they are a great teaching hospital,
too. Yeah, they are. Yep. Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, they all have great reputations. All right, in a moment, we'll pause here for a moment and then find out the other half of the story, this time involving a cancer diagnosis for Olivia Munn. That's right after this important announcement.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Jay, the story of Olivia Munn, who has begun to open up about her private battle with breast cancer. I didn't realize this has been going on for a year. And so she had a double mastectomy.
Nobody did.
Last year.
Completely silent, yeah.
Yeah, right. She was diagnosed. And so I guess at this point, I would wonder how a woman would make up her mind to do something as drastic as this. The doctors say if you don't do it, you'll die, or you just figure, I don't want to take a chance. What would you think would be the, it was an aggressive, fast-moving cancer, they said.
Yes, and most people, there's not one type of cancer when it comes to breast cancer, and she had the extremely aggressive, fast-moving one. Unfortunately, yeah. They caught it in the early stages, but she and her sister had undergone genetic testing. They tested negative for any kind of mutations, the BRCA gene, all of that stuff. And even her last, I think it was like her last checkup and everything, the mammogram, everything came back negative. But then all of a sudden, here she is being diagnosed with this very dangerous, very aggressive, fast-moving cancer. And so she had a double mastectomy. She ended up having like 4 surgeries overall. And she just wanted to get through the thick of it before she revealed it all.
What a life. God love her. Have a good thought. Hold a good thought for her. She's, what, 43? Yeah.
Very young.
It is. Yep. All right. Lots of food for thought here. You're at Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. So you wrap yourself in nothing but the best when you're using the new MyPillow towel sets. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent. Isn't it awful when you get out of the shower, you got a nice, it feels good, the nice towel, but then doesn't take care of the water. Get 60-day money-back guarantees on everything at MyPillow.com. And if you use the DS code, you're going to get the best buys and free shipping. So it's the towels, that's number one. The mattresses now that they have, mattress toppers. Wow, look at all the things that they have. The best prices ever. 50% off MyPillow 2.0 and 50% off the new flannel sheets. It's a big deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS for all this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House throwing its support behind the recently passed TikTok bill in the U.S. House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
Is to ensure that ownership, as I just stated, of these apps wouldn't be in the hands of those who can exploit them or to do us harm.
She said the Biden administration wants swift passage of the measure in the U.S. Senate. The bill would give Chinese-owned ByteDance 180 days to divest or face a ban on TikTok in U.S. app stores. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates. He's speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professor professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy confirmed he's in contact with both of the men, discussing the race for president, saying also that he's spoken to Rogers pretty continuously. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Nazis.
Nazis. I hate these guys.
Always sends me. Thank you, James. Hi, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay is in Cleveland, Ohio. Doug's on the farm in Framingham. And this is my life. This is your life. Have you grabbed the wheel? Do you own your life? Do you have control? Are you in charge? Are you doing what you want? Always good questions, no matter when they are asked. So I ask them of you at this moment because it happens to be on my mind with regard to a story from New Jersey today where a couple owes a real debt of gratitude and, in fact, their lives to their next-door neighbors. So this is from West Deptford, New Jersey. I don't know where that is. I'm guessing it's probably down south somewhere, more rural part of New Jersey. Officers were dispatched to a home following reports of a house fire. When the responders arrived, they found the residence fully engulfed in flames. And the officers were told that there were two adult residents in the home. They'd been pulled out by neighbors. One of the neighbors, a guy named Jim Miller, raced into the house to save this husband and wife. The whole front of the house was a ball of flames, he said. After hearing his daughter screaming, he got out of bed, ran across the street, and did what he could to help. They banged on the basement windows, then they broke them out. They heard a woman's voice, "We're here, we're here!" And so they found him. And imagine, there was a second neighbor then at the Pier J, began to assist him trying to get the couple out. They found a way in, and they found a way out. Talk about good Samaritans. God, Lord, the world is full of them. Right? And they wanted nothing to do but help.
Consideration or thinking about things. No. It was just
saving
something
themselves.
Needs to be done, and they just go and do it.
Go do it. Yep. Go do it. So God loved people like that, and those people especially. This is a big deal. This is a little town. All right. So how many times today we have to talk about that? It's Thursday, March 14th, by the way, for those of you who have not gotten into the momentum of the day yet. And so the movement to ban TikTok is heading to the Senate. 350, I was looking for this before, I find it. 352 to 65 was the vote to ban TikTok. Whether they realize it or they don't realize it, they've started something. You know, I would like to think that they knew what they were doing, but I know better. But even so, most of us agree, obviously as reflected by the vote of 352 to 65, that we want the Chinese government out of this. However, there are other things that are part of this the thing that most people don't realize is the Chinese government has a law that was passed in 2017, the National Intelligence Law. It requires any business in China to work with the government on national intelligence. And that's about as much as they define it, but we all can read between the lines. The Chinese commies want to know as much as they can about us. So this ban, the government, our people in the legislative process say will significantly disrupt TikTok's 170 million U.S. active users. 5 million businesses are on TikTok. What's the matter with you people? Don't you even understand what's going on here? Good Lord. Remember the first one, Jay, the ban in Montana? I think it was last November. And then this federal judge blocked it. Because it was an infringement of First Amendment, right? When I heard that, I screamed. Remember? I just yelled. What's the matter? What do you mean? Since when has the Chinese Communist government got First Amendment rights in America? Is that too simplistic? I don't think it's too simplistic. But
well, I thought they were referring to the American people as their rights.
They wanted to use it.
But at the same time, it's one of the discussions we keep having where it's a violation of privacy. No doubt about it. Data is collected, but data is collected in the same way across other social media sites, across browsers. And even though it's more American owned, that's not going to keep it from falling into that information, falling into the wrong hands. Scammers be scamming.
Correctamundo. Yep. All right. So let's see where that goes. All right. Let's, get into the story of this whale who's having menopause. Huh? Wait a minute. What did he say? A whale who's going through menopause.
I didn't this know that
whale.
They did.
Well, listen.
Then again,
so
why
now,
wouldn't
you,
they?
Well, again, they're
it would
mammals.
Be any animal, yeah.
All mammals go through menopause. And apparently it's playing a key role in extending the lifespan of a certain species of whales, according to some research that's been published this week about the evolutionary origins of the biological process. Remember, whales and sharks, pretty much the oldest living beings on the planet. And, you know, they have their offspring and their system and their cycles, as has been discovered with other, like humans certainly have that, chimpanzees have it, and now we know that whales have it as well. They go through the same thing as humans go through. That's kind of interesting. They're in their 40s usually. Now, whales live to be 80, 90 years old, sometimes older, and they start going through menopause in their 40s. So when you're at the water cooler today, and you stand there having a, hey, Fred, did you know that whales go through menopause?
Yeah, and Fred's going to say, icebreaker.
There you go. That's it. Right. I could do a TED talk on menopause among whales. What do you think? That'd get a big audience or not?
I think you should write a book that comes from the Did You Know, Do You Care files. And it's like icebreaker topics you didn't know you needed. Yeah. That's the title. Right. Write it down.
Yep. Icebreaker. Okay, thank you. In a moment, as promised, I think there's some news here. I think you probably have guessed already if you heard me talking about the states that Americans are leaving and where are they going. You got an idea on a few of them, but I'll give you the complete list in a matter of moments here on Good Day. First, a reminder about those Omaha steaks. Can you hear when I say steaks, how exciting that can be for people who love to eat? Not just good steaks, because, I'm not into that, but I'm into other things that they have. But you could be into the steaks. You can love them. Just because I don't eat them, that doesn't mean you don't have to eat them. You don't want them, you love them. So get the best and get them now at half price. Another couple of weeks of the 50% semi-annual sale going on right now at omahasteaks.com/Doug. Get into the juicy, tender, all of the butchers, the work they've done on the steaks, the sirloins, the fillets, hamburgers and frankfurters and all that other stuff. People make fun of me because I call them frankfurters, but that's kind of what they are, hot dogs, franks. And then there are the chicken breasts and the pork chops. And then there are the desserts, the chocolate molten lava cake, the caramel apple tartlet. Unga bunga. Look at that. And these hamburgers. Everybody likes hamburgers. People who know me know I don't. This is not me being a hypocrite. I'm telling you, I don't tell you what to do. I tell you what I do. So you like steak? Why wouldn't you go get the best? Why don't you do the best for you and your family and save a whole ton of dough at the same time? 50% off site-wide. All of the favorites at Omaha Steaks are there for you to enjoy. Go now to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop all the things in the semi-annual sale. Again, omahasteaks.com/Doug.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's from the What Could Go Wrong With This Department, kind of like an offshoot of the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file or Doug's Dirt or whatever you want to call it, Jay, of all these things that have been created over the years. This is a new development in 3D printing. So the new technique allows mass production of micro-scale components that's used in medicine and manufacturing, and there's some other applications. I read through this document. High output. It's a technique that can fabricate this one machine. One machine can make 1 million components a day. What does that do to the manufacturing
That's
cycle?
That's astounding.
In this country, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're sitting on the edge of your seat. The 10 states Americans are leaving in droves. Should we go through those first?
Yes.
And then we'll go to the 5 states that moved.
And where they're going.
All right, I have enough time. I got, what, about 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes? Okay. Let's see if I can get this all done. Number one is the big kiss goodbye is coming from California. That's no big secret. San Francisco, Los Angeles. Even though 800,000 people left California last year, I still challenge you to drive around the 405 like I do every weekend, and around the 10 and the 110, and hey, there's still plenty of people going crazy driving on the highways there. Number two on the list is New York State. Not necessarily New York City, but New York State. Government there. I have a lot of friends who are farmers there, and the farmers are leaving because New York State has got its head right up its butt when it comes to land issues and feeding the people that live in New York. Good God. I was surprised Illinois was number three on that list. There are a lot of demographic changes. Chicago, mostly because of the crime rate. And maybe when you think about it, that's no big surprise either, right? New Jersey. Highest standard cost of living, even higher than California and New York. And so this is northern New Jersey. Southern New Jersey is great, but they still pass the cost around to everybody who lives in the state. So see you later there. Michigan.
It's also a tourist destination, and I feel like tourist destinations
what, Jersey?
Are higher. Yeah.
Jersey, sure, maybe. Michigan has a big industrial shift going on. A lot of people that are moving into Dearborn, well, all around, people that other people don't like for whatever the reason. A whole lot of Muslims moving into Dearborn, and for whatever the reason, people don't like it. Massachusetts, number six on the list. I understand that. Too damned expensive to live here. It's very expensive, very expensive, for no good reason. Connecticut, same thing, number seven on the list, people moving out of Connecticut. Ohio is number eight, Jay, on the list because of the industrial changes, lack of jobs. It's not that people don't like to live in Ohio, they just can't find work.
Yeah.
So they're moving south. Maryland is number nine, outrageous taxation. Cost of living there is stupid. And there's not anything, Maryland never did anything for me. And Pennsylvania, I was also surprised at this, but significant demographic changes because of the aging population. They have a real divide between rural Pennsylvania and urban Pennsylvania. All right, so where are these people going? Number one state having the hugest increase in population in the last 24 months is Texas. I was surprised about that. James, you're not surprised, right?
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Number two on the influx list is Florida, mostly because of how easy it is on taxes, and it's sunny, it's nice there. Arizona's number three on the list. Big tech growth, lots of jobs in Arizona. It's too dry for me. I don't like it there. But North Carolina, very diverse, big educational opportunities. That's number four on the I Want to Move There list. And at number five, I found this one surprising, Georgia. Very business-friendly, big new business boom around Atlanta. So that's it. 10 states people are moving from, 5 states people are moving to.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Movie, a great movie. This movie was so much fun, and I think even though Billy Crystal was himself, Kirby? Bruno Kirby?
Yeah, Bruno Kirby.
I think, didn't he die last year, Bruno Kirby?
No, he died longer than last year, but they had a fallout, right. Billy Crystal and him, ultimately, where they
did
speak,
they?
Which, yeah, sort of sad. Huh. I don't know why.
Man, yeah, this was a funny movie, though. Funny movie.
We play that because it's Billy Crystal's birthday today, 76 years old. You know, he's done a handful of really good movies, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
But my favorite is the
cop movie that he did with...
Running Scared, with Gregory Hines.
Yeah. Greg Hines. Oh, that was a fabulous movie.
I'll tell you a story about that movie right off the top of my head, Running Scared.
Yeah.
Originally, that was a screenplay designed to star Paul Newman and Gene Hackman. And it never materialized. So they rewrote it and cast Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. It became a hit. But my all-time favorite Billy Crystal movie, hands down, is City Slickers. To me, that is a perfect script.
Yeah,
a great experience in a movie theater with an audience. Totally satisfying. I love that film.
Yep. Very good. Yep. All right. So what else do you have for us today, Chuck?
I got another birthday. Michael Caine. 91 years old today, who is officially retired. You want to know my favorite Michael Caine movie?
I would like to know that, Chucker, yes.
It's Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. I'm just kidding.
Of course, exactly. You know what mine
Michael
is?
Caine, Michael Caine, known for, in his time, I told the story on the air before. One time he was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Johnny said to Michael, why have you done so many movies that have been so... not well received, like Jaws of Revenge or Beyond the Poseidon Adventure or The Swarm. And he said, because his father had cancer when he was a kid and they couldn't afford an operation. So he said, if some movie producer is going to give me $1 million to do a movie, it's hard for me to say no. And that's probably an honest, but he's made some great stuff too. Obviously, when he's cast as Alfred, in the Batman movies. It redefined him for this genre. But he's a great, great actor. Great. I love Michael Caine.
That movie he did with Clint Eastwood and George Kennedy, The Iger Sanction, remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I thought that was a good. It was good as an action flick. He was good as a good guy and a bad guy and an action star. And his real name is Maurice Willowhurt or Willow Hunt or something like that.
Okay.
And then obviously that didn't work. So
I got another one. The movie The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, which is sort of homage from the Lee Majors TV show. It's a salute to stuntmen. Got great. And I mean, great advance reviews when it was screened a few days ago. Many calling it the film to beat this summer season. That's good because, I mean, at the end of the day, movies need really good reviews. I mean, really good ones, Doug, to get people.
So is this going to be in movie theaters?
It will be in movie theaters, yes. Yes, it will be.
I love the two of them. They were so good the other night together, didn't you think?
I thought they were great together.
Oh, my God.
Very funny.
She's fabulous. No matter
what made that telecast so enjoyable for me is that they took their time and gave a lot of thought to what the presenters would do. Some of the bits, like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger having that bit with Michael Keaton in the audience, both played Batman villains and Michael Keaton. I thought that stuff was really good. When a little effort goes a long way, and they took. It took a lot of effort into doing
it was a
some
good
really
show.
Cool stuff.
I'm really critical of that. Most of those shows suck, but I thought that was even Jimmy Kimmel didn't suck. You know the thing at the end with Trump and the thing that he said that was real and it was good. It was funny.
It was
of course.
We know you're very critical. I mean, I've been doing this for 3 decades. I've never seen you be positive one day I've ever been on air with you. So this is a good change of heart. I appreciate it.
Good for you, Chucker.
You have anything,
Miles?
Good?
Yeah, let's go. Keep going, let's Miles go. Teller. Says Michael Jackson deserves a movie about him, regardless of what your feelings about him are.
And they're currently filming.
Why is this coming up? I don't get.
Well, because they're filming filming a biopic on the life of Michael Jackson, which
is
will
it going to be real?
2020. He's in Miles Teller. He's playing. I don't know what role Miles Teller plays, but I mean, listen. It's going to be an interesting film because what direction do you take the project? Like, what do you dwell on, the harsh realities, a lot of this stuff, or do you sugarcoat it? Let's see how they play it.
Teller, who's a very recognizable face, he plays his manager. Yeah, he was in Maverick.
Okay.
He plays the manager, and he's now, obviously, this guy, Bracca, who he plays, is the co-executor of Michael Jackson's estate. So, anyway, looking forward to that. Thanks, Chucker.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.